time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and the entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. What we now know as an example is that in the heart, there's about 44,000 neural cells that are almost exactly the same as brain cells, but they're totally independent of the brain, and they're in the heart. So one of the things that we know is wherever you touch your body with your hands, with your fingertips, you're putting your consciousness in that area. And what you want is to develop a sense of gratitude and thankfulness for the prayer to already be answered. The American Indians pray for rain. They didn't pray for rain. They gave thanks for it already to be raining. And they would visualize their toes playing in the puddles of water. So again, in the name of the higher spirit, however you want to start that, I love and appreciate my immune system for always keeping me healthy and cancer-free. And what you want to do is develop a feeling of gratitude and a sense of gratitude that the healing has already occurred. And the other thing you want to do is develop a sense of gratitude and happiness for someone else's success, so that you're always thinking of happiness and gratitude. So that's part of the prayer. And continuing, I use the juicing therapy and the vitamin C, and all of those that were mentioned are very good. I would add to the list, of course, the proper nutritional program, what foods to eat, what foods to avoid, and also what nutrients. I use Nature Sunshine, a lot of their nutrients. I also use another couple companies. If Nature Sunshine does not have it, I use the doTERRA product line as the essential oils. I think they're the best. And again, we use those vitamins, minerals, essential oils, enzymes. We use those to enhance health, not to cure disease. And again, that's the difference between natural medicine and allopathic medicine. Allopathic or drug and medicine is how do we alleviate that symptom, and then you can go about your lifestyle without making any changes. Wherein when someone comes to me or any other naturopath, it's what are you doing in your lifestyle that's creating the environment for these diseases, and let's figure out how to change that, how not to do that anymore, how to change your lifestyle, change your diet, change your mental attitudes, exercise, meditation, stress reduction, prayer, and also being of service. I pride myself in being able to answer almost any question on healthcare. I have a doctorate in medicine, a doctorate in science, a doctorate in natural healthcare, natural medicine. I am a full professor from the Open International University in Sri Lanka on complementary medicine. I was a student of Anton Jayaswarya, I think one of the greatest holistic health MDs. And I studied there in Colombo, and they have the largest holistic health hospital in the world. It's a 2,300-bed teaching hospital. So I was granted from Dr. Jayaswarya to be a full professor in alternative medicine, and I have proud myself to be a specialist on all aspects of naturopathy. So whether it's reading a blood chemistry or looking through a microscope at your blood or understanding herbs, vitamins, enzymes, I'm learning more and more about essential oils, so oftentimes I refer to the people that work with me who have been putting more time into that, but I have people that are very knowledgeable, so I really appreciate that. I'm one of the top people in the world for iridology and for the RAID system, and the RAID system is the psychological analysis of how to understand what is it that the mind is attempting to learn when you're experiencing negative emotions, and how do you process those negative emotions? How do you change those negative emotions and that baggage that you carry your entire life and reestablish, in essence, an understanding that promotes healing on that so that you can let that baggage go, or that baggage changes into understanding and helping you to process and get on with your life in a positive way. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We are back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Colloidal silver is a great natural antibiotic. Of course, turmeric is one of the strongest immune builders. Cinnamon helps to regulate sugar metabolism, and the higher the insulin and sugar, the more your immune system is affected. Apple cider vinegar is really great to give you all the probiotics and the prebiotics, the food that the probiotics eat. So a great comment. That really does make a difference.
You know, in the vaccines, they put the mercury. They could substitute silver.
Oh, yes, they could. They could substitute all kinds of things or leave that out. But the intent is that they want to cause an antibody reaction. And so they put these toxins in there to actually stimulate the body to have a neurological response of some kind. And again, depending upon the sensitivity of the individual is how bad that neurological response becomes, because there's so much research about negative responses from vaccines. And again, it depends upon the vaccines. When we were kids, as an example, there were only so many vaccines that you had, but I think there was maybe 10, 12 at the time. Now there's 65 different vaccines that kids are getting up until the time they're 12, 13 years old. You get people, they're being injected with 4, 5, 6 of the vaccines at one time, and there's not been one study ever that talks about the interaction between multiple injections of different vaccines. There's not one study, no scientist can quote any study that's been out there where they've done that. So again, depending upon the person, I guess if someone is eating Big Macs and following a junk food diet and having Trix and a glass of milk for breakfast or donuts for breakfast, I would say to those individuals and those families, get your vaccines, because your lifestyle is such that you're not promoting a healthy lifestyle. But for those of you that are taking your supplements, especially vitamin D, and you keep your vitamin D levels up, that's going to really give you protection. So here was a article that talks about using vitamin D, and in the study, they pooled data from 25, they did what was called meta-analysis, and they looked at 25 studies that included more than 10,000 people over 10 years, and they found that the people that had the highest vitamin D supplementation or had the highest amount of vitamin D in their blood had the fewer incidents of contracting the flu. And the new research shows that vitamin D helps prevent the infection. And the only thing is what is the medical establishment? Will they promote that? Now, when you read the study, they were talking about the medical establishment says that if you can get your blood up to, say, 30 nanograms per milliliter, that that's enough. And the Vitamin D Council, as an example, recommends that you get well above between at least 40 to 60. And the newest research shows that if you can get your vitamin D up to 70 nanograms per milliliter, that you're really going to do a lot of prevention. And there was a study done in 2010 from the Japanese study that found that vitamin D supplementation was just as effective as vaccines. Now, at the first symptom of a flu or a cold, my suggestion would be to take about 50,000 units of vitamin D3. Then you can also take about 3 to 6 grams divided doses. I use a vitamin C, Nature Sunshine vitamin C, and I use that in the time release because it's the only one where you get vitamin C over a long period of time, over 24 hours. So at the first symptom, or if you're around a lot of people, take 50,000 units of vitamin D3, take the vitamin C, 1,000 milligram time release, 1-3 times a day. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Thank you for joining us. Where are you calling from?
Just real quick, I am in Salt Lake. I heard you talking a little bit about just the overall health of our children and, you know, how their ADD, ADHD, and a lot of these other conditions are really causing havoc in our world because of some of the chemicals and some of the other things that are going into their bodies these days. And I just wanted to tell one little story that I'm going to say it was last year in El Paso, maybe even 2 years ago. We had a little boy, and he had a twin brother. And the one little boy had a condition where he just didn't want to play with the other kids. He was recluse, and he would just hang by himself. And they used a little bit of frankincense on this boy's head, the twin brother, and he was able to go outside, play basketball, start playing with the other kids because this particular oil, frankincense, was able to break the blood-brain barrier, help the boy with, you know, gaining some confidence and gaining some self-esteem and able to get out there and play with the other kids. Essential oils have this effect on people. And I guess what I was trying to say is frankincense is an incredible oil and it deserves the respect.
And actually, when you look at it, it comes from the Boswellia tree, and it has boswellic acid in it. And boswellic acid, we now know, is one of the strongest known anti-inflammatories. Frankincense has now been studied all over, and it has all kinds of anti-cancer properties. They're finding more and more benefits from these essential oils. And whether you rub it on your skin or you use it in aromatherapy, I actually have an article that while you were talking, I just pulled it up right in front of me, and it says essential oils can be used to increase your chances of survival in almost any kind of a situation. The article goes on to say that essential oils are concentrated extracts derived from plants. They contain various compounds that contribute to its distinct scent and flavor. Many people use them for therapeutic properties in a practice called called aromatherapy. That's a form of alternative medicine, and essential oils can be used in different ways. They can be applied directly to the skin, where they can then be absorbed directly into the body, and they can also be used in simply by inhaling them or putting them in a diffuser, and it fills the room with their aroma. What I would want to explain, when you fill that room with aroma, it's the microscopic little droplets of the oil, and they all have antibacterial and antiviral components to it. So it's one of the ways that actually you can help prevent disease by using a diffuser. You want to protect your employees. You can get a diffuser, put in the different essential oils, and actually have those oils in the room, and you'll cut your flu and colds and respiratory infections dramatically. Essential oils can also be used in your bathing or during a massage session.
The olfactory system in our nose is one of the most powerful ways that we can, you know, get emotions. We can get, I mean, you remember back in the day when, you know, your mom or your grandma cooked, gosh, whatever it is she cooked, and you remember what that was. The olfactory system, our nose, our sense of smell, our brain connection with that sense of smell has so much to do with how essential oils work within our olfactory system, frankincense, which once again is a miraculous oil that helps us all with, you know, doing so many things within the body. But, you know, for those of you that are already in doTERRA, order the things that we need for the season. You know, our Breathe, our On Guard, our Lifelong Vitality Pack, some of the things that we need to stock up on.
That's what I love about doTERRA. They really offer these specials on there that really make it worthwhile. And, you know, besides that, right? You get it wholesale, you know, and who doesn't want to buy wholesale, you know, and save some money? This article that I was referring to, they talk about the benefits of essential oils in aromatherapy. They list them. One of the main benefits is it can reduce chronic stress and anxiety. It can actually help to balance out the hormonal stresses that people have. Too much cortisol, imbalances between estrogen and progesterone, and estrogen and testosterone. And they're saying lavender and bergamot and lemongrass and clary sage, lang lang and orange and chamomile and frankincense all can be effectively used against stress in the aromatherapy. The second thing, it can maintain the hormonal balance that I was talking about. Responses to estrogen overactivity, and they're talking about clary sage, thyme, and rose essential oils. They can help you improve sleep, especially Roman chamomile and lavender and lang lang and valerian and neroli and cedarwood and frankincense. They can promote wound healing because your skin is the first line of defense. And some of the best essential oils are antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. They all have these properties. Tea tree oil or melaleuca, lavender, and calendria. And then the last two, it can help prevent colds and flu. So when winter is fast approaching in the flu season, again, you can use these antiviral, antibacterial activity. When you look at eucalyptus and thyme and peppermint and melaleuca and frankincense, they can all really help. And the last one is by putting the diffuser, it helps to eliminate bacteria from your home. So it really does pay to have the diffusers. And again, thyme, oregano, eucalyptus oils are all known for their antimicrobial activities. So again, you can use all of these essential oils, especially when things aren't going well in society and you need that little boost. Well, this is the way to do it. And it's a very inexpensive way to do it. Again, we think doTERRA is one of the best. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915 915- 833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Going back to articles that I wanted to cover, there's a difference between cheeses made in the United States that come from hormone-treated cows and cheeses that come from Europe, where by law in Europe, cows are only allowed to eat grass. But when you're talking about cows that are in the United States that are eating genetically modified corn and genetically modified soybeans, and they eat protein pellets that have all kinds of things that have been ground up and put into pellets. You know, general dairy products, there's been shown a link between consuming a lot of dairy products and obesity, but that's only one thing. But a recent study has come out on a recent report that claims the researchers from the Roswell Park Cancer Institute in New York examined more than 3,000 women and found that with those women who had the highest consumption of American cheddar cheeses and cream cheeses and other American varieties of cheeses had a 53% increased risk of developing breast cancer. However, eating yogurt and eating cheeses from grass-fed cows had a associated with a reduced risk of cancer. Now, also the same people that are drinking milk and eating lots of cheeses, they're probably also eating regular foods that are full of pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. So you'd have to add that, because all of those act as estrogen. And so you're not just getting the estrogen from the cheeses, you're getting the estrogen from the foods. And we now know that estrogens increase your risk dramatically of cancer. Dairy foods are complex mixtures of nutrients that could be negatively as well as positively associated with cancer. So when you have the organic raw dairy products and cheeses and yogurts, and now there's a new yogurt, by the way, made from coconut milk. Anyway, there's a good lead author on a good book, a professor of oncology, Dr. Susan McCann. It's on the negative as positive associations of dairy products and cancer. I think all of this hormone treatment of cows are what's causing a lot of these negative outcomes in humans. And again, even when they get diagnosed with the disease, they still consume the same foods, because when you go to the doctor, you don't have to change your diet. You just take these chemicals. So the American Cancer Society is just going to give you your chemotherapy and hope you get better. But unless you make those proper changes in your lifestyle, when you do make those adjustments, and it's not always easy, we know that, but when you cut out all of these garbage foods, you'll notice that your body enhances. You don't get sick anymore. So you can save a lot of money by not having to go to the hospital or to the doctor. As an example, people I know that have said they grew up on farms, and that those farms, they only fed alfalfa and grass, and that they didn't spray the grass. They let the cows roam in the fields, and they didn't spray the alfalfas, and they let them eat the natural foods. And those dairy products are totally different. There are some controversy. Some of the doctors out there, some of my mentors even don't like a lot of dairy products, but some of my mentors said that the raw dairy products were actually beneficial. Now, a lot of the dairy products that you're seeing today are nothing more than liquid mucus. And whether you're drinking milk or eating these cheeses that have all these chemicals and hormones in it, you're eating nothing but liquid mucus. You know, when you eat a big thing of cheese, what do you get in the back of your throat? You get all this mucus. It builds up in the system, and it's the breeding ground for viruses and bacteria. So I wanted to cover this. Two articles are going to go together. This first one is a guide to foods you should and shouldn't be eating when you have arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, any of those kinds of arthritic-type diseases. What you want is anti-inflammatory foods, or a lot of people are eating inflammatory foods. So there's foods that contain plenty of antioxidants, and these typically have anti-inflammatory properties. Eating a steady diet of these foods can actually help alleviate the inflammation, which is really the beginnings of all of your inflammatory diseases. Now, number one is colorful fruits. And you're going to see fruits from blackberries and plums and grapes, and dark blue and purple fruits are loaded with beneficial antioxidants, and red fruits and bright red and orange and yellow, such as apples and pineapples and peaches and apricots and strawberries and papayas and mangoes. Again, as much as we can, we want non-GMO organic. So the colorful fruits, each of those colors themselves have different chemicals in them, which are very anti-inflammatory, full of these natural compounds that prevent diseases. The next couple are dark leafy greens and kale and spinach. But you can find a gold mine of antioxidants in vegetables such as your kale and spinach and Swiss chard and red leaf lettuce and mustard greens and beet tops and carrot tops. The next anti-inflammatory we know are the omega-3 fatty acids in healthy fish, things like wild salmon and sardines and mackerel and herring are going to be your best omega-3 fatty foods. Then the next group are beans, especially organic beans. And they're almost a perfect meatless alternative. Beans are extremely nutrient-dense, very high in protein, and the different colored beans, again, are very high in antioxidants and are very strong anti-inflammatories. People that eat a lot of beans do lower their C-reactive proteins. Another one is green teas and herbal teas, and they're some of the healthiest beverages you can drink. You can actually make your own hibiscus tea mixed with chamomile and a little honey. The next one is ginger and turmeric and garlic and onions, and these are different vegetables and spices that are very high in antioxidants and sulfur and really can help prevent diseases. So these are your anti-inflammatory foods. Now there's a whole nother group of foods that can trigger inflammation. And these are things like your red meats. Now for me, I separate meat that is raised on organic grass-fed, meaning beef and lamb that are raised only on grass. And then there's not pork. Pork eats more than grass. They eat, pork is just, to me, a very unhealthy food. Pork digests foods differently, and their enzymes and everything else, they absorb much more toxic material, bacteria, and parasites. Then, of course, you have fried foods, such as fried chicken and donuts and French fries. And I'm not talking about the fact that they don't taste well. I'm just talking about the fact that they produce a lot of trans fats, and those trans fats can trigger systemic inflammation. Then you have a lot of your processed foods, baked goods and prepackaged meals and prepackaged foods. And these are all normally full of hydrogenated oils and trans fats and a lot of preservatives and again, when you read the labels, you're going to be reading like a science project. So especially those things that contain partially hydrogenated oils. So we don't want that. Then the next thing is eating a lot of sugar. And most foods nowadays, especially packaged foods, full of sugar. In the 50s, when fat was the bad guy, they replaced fat with sugar. And that's when you also started to see a lot of the diseases increase. So sugar, it's been added to all of your pastries and chocolates and candies and soda pop, and it's even added to fruit juices. So eating these items can trigger the release of what we call inflammatory cytokines in the body, and they can increase your inflammatory response. The next is the cheeses and the high-fat dairy products from hormone-laden cows. And then the last one is all your white flours and refined grains.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Top 10 immune system killers of all time. Most health-conscious consumers know about, you know, all kinds of foods, herbs, supplements that boost the immune system, from vitamin D and vitamin C and taking vitamin B12 and using the spiced turmeric and garlic and milk thistle and probiotic-rich foods like sauerkraut and kimchi, eating medicinal mushrooms, eating healthy always promotes health. So when you stop eating garbage and junk food and you substitute that with healthy foods and vitamins, you're on the way to promoting health in your own body. But at the same time, there are immune system busters, and there are things that can wipe out an immune system in minutes. That's exactly what I think a lot of medical doctors, not all medical doctors, again, there's this whole new group of medical doctors called A for M. They're really looking more and more at natural medicine, even some oncologists, but they have to be very careful what they say so that they don't get sanctioned by their own medical boards. But when you look at Western foods and Western civilization, you're going to see that the foundation of that is chemicals, chemicals, chemicals. Whether it's in our farming and using chemical-based fertilizers where they take all of the nutrients out of the topsoil and they just put a compound called NPK, potassium and nitrogen, and, you know, just fertilizers. They put those in at the expense of all of the other nutrients, because there's all kinds of things that need to be in the topsoil. There's a compound called fulvic acid, which is really the most important ingredient in topsoil. And the United States has been losing topsoil by the tons all of the time. And now we have foods, petroleum-based foods, petroleum-based food colorings, synthetic flavorings, artificial sweeteners, bleached white foods, toxic loaded gluten foods that can stop you up for days, whether it's mucus in your nose and sinuses or constipation. Everything is microwavable now, and microwavable meals. You've got monosodium gluconate, MSG, and the list just goes on and on and on. So it seems like our entire Western whole genetic markup, or the Western medicine using genetically modified foods and adulterated, genetically mutated foods, sprayed with toxins, sprayed with insecticides, herbicides, pesticides that kill everything but the plant. What happens is we eat those plants full of those toxins, thanks to biotechnology firms that are screwing with Mother Nature. So most people just eat, drink, whatever. Then they rush to the MD for some painkillers or blood thinners or cholesterol-reducing medication, antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, and they get their flu shots and surgeries, and they hope to stave off the inevitable, which is ironically, a lot of it is preventable diseases and disorders, where there are certain things, there's 10 things for sure that have been what we call the killers of all time, or things that destroy the immune system. Number one is vaccines. You think you're creating immunity, you're actually destroying your immune system by injecting all of these foreign proteins of other animal bloods into your muscle tissues, which shocks your central nervous system, confuses your immune system entirely. So autoimmune diseases, they're becoming rampant more and more. As an example, peanut oil is in a lot of the vaccines and medications that are injected, and we now have peanuts that are almost life-threatening allergies that have increased dramatically in the last 30 years since all of these toxic drugs have been introduced into the bloodstream. So vaccines are number one, and a lot of people don't realize that in these vaccines are infected blood cells from cows and chickens and dogs and monkeys and, yes, and even human fetal abortions. So the CDC and your MDs all swear by your vaccines, but they are not all safe, especially influenza vaccines. You have to remember the vaccine industry has doled out about $4 billion for injuries through their secretive courts that features their own appointed judges. They have given out now at least $4 billion for personal injuries. Another ones are antibiotics. Now, antibiotics have served their purpose, but now they're given out like candy. Everybody goes to the doctor and they expect something. So even though you may have a viral infection, they're going to give you antibiotics. Antibiotics are now given by the ton in animal feeds, and it's changing the intestinal flora in the animals. It's wiping out the immunity of those animals, so they're given more and more antibiotics. Also, you have animals being raised in tight packs, you know, where there's one animal on top of another animal. So when one animal gets sick, they all get sick. So that's why they have to give antibiotics. It doesn't matter whether it's cows or pigs or lamb when they're in these unnatural pens. When you look at cows in the wild, they're not all close together, and they eat the grass. So number three is chemical insecticides. And that's also, we would have to include number four, which are herbicides. And then we could say not just herbicides and insecticides, but fungicides and pesticides, all of those that kill organisms. Now, of course, we need some kinds of these things when you have organic food and organic soils. You'll find that these plants don't get sick, and they don't get the worms and parasites in them. But when you have devitalized soils, you get devitalized foods. Number five becomes prescription medication, which are also given out like candy. Statin drugs is just one class of prescription medication, and I think that's also malpractice to give those kinds of drugs. They cause muscle damage. One of the things you have to look at is, what is your heart made out of? It's made out of a muscle. So here you give statin drugs to lower cholesterol, and what those drugs do is they stop the production of mitochondria, which is the energy factory in the muscle fibers, and your heart has more mitochondria per cell than any other muscle because it has to continue to beat. So instead of giving vitamin E and selenium and CQ10 and essential fatty acids that can really promote heart health, No, they give statin drugs that lower cholesterol. So that's number five. Number six, all of these antibacterial hand sanitizers, soaps, detergents, toothpastes with fluorides in it, all of these chemical body washes. What you're doing is taking the good bacteria off your skin, changing bacteria inside your mouth, down your throat, throughout the stomach and the intestinal tract. And we now know that these bacteria are quite important. Number seven is heavy metal toxicity. Again, a lot of these heavy metals are in vaccines. And also, there's heavy metals a lot in the soils today, and that's taken up by the foods. And when you eat those foods, those heavy metals are going to affect the production of your white blood cells, your red blood cells. It's also in paint and in the environment. And so you have to be very careful with mercury and cadmium and lead and arsenic and all of these, even nickel. You'll find that often nickel is in a lot of your jewelry, and it'll cause someone's skin when you wear rings or necklaces to break out. So you have to be careful. Also, a lot of these metals are in tap water. They end up being in juices and all of the other foods. Number eight is fluoride, and no matter what the dentist tells you, fluoride dripped into most water municipal taps is sodium fluoride, which is also an insecticide. This fluoride is not good for your teeth, and every study in the world shows that the higher the fluoride in the water, the worse your immune system is. It also changes the gut bacteria in your gut, and it also lowers IQ. You have to be careful. It does cause brittle bones and cancer. Number nine is chemotherapy, and there's no other way to put it that chemotherapy does not actually wipe out your cancer. What it does is it wipes out your immune system, and the cancer cells that continue are now chemo-resistant. By the time you get a stage four cancer, there's very little life expectancy for anyone with a stage 4 cancer, except in natural medicine. Even with stage 4 cancer, you can reverse that by changing your diet, doing the things that we just mentioned, vitamin C drip, colonic therapy, ozone therapy, you know, herbal therapy, using medicinal mushrooms, all of these. They're all part of a natural protocols. Cancer has a dismal 97% failure rate on anybody, any with cancer, stage 3 or stage 4, almost. I mean, think of that, 97% failure rate. Yet they will continue to give you the chemotherapy. Then the last thing is genetically modified organisms. What they have done is bred these foods to contain the pesticide as part of the food. So this way they can spray more of the pesticide on the food, and when the animal eats that food, whether they're eating the pesticide sprayed on it or eating the food itself, their stomachs explode and they die. So when humans are eating a huge amount of these foods, and what happens, they're eating all of these GMO foods, and it's now everywhere. Genetically modified soy, corn, sugar beets, genetically modified everything. And when you eat that over a long period of time, what you end up with is bad stomachs. And when you look at some of the biggest diseases of today is acid reflux, ulcers, stomach gastritis, Crohn's disease, chronic diarrhea, and irritable bowel syndrome, and colitis, and all of these other things. So that's number 10.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915 915- 833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Right now, to continue on what's going on in the world around us, especially when it comes to health care, we are now entering the flu season. And autumn and winter arrives and brings colder weather, wetter weather. It also brings beautiful, colorful leaves and fresh smells outside. But it also ushers in something much less welcome, and that's the beginning of flu season and the potential for fevers and body aches and sniffles and coughs, plus an endless promotion of toxic remedies like the flu shot. So to ease symptoms, conventionally trained doctors may prescribe Tamiflu, which is considered the gold standard for flu medication. But the possible side effects include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, and coughing, which are all the same symptoms of the flu. And for this, a medication that only shortens the duration of the flu by 1 day at most, and that's from the Centers for Disease Control. And they acknowledge that out of about almost 1,200 seasonal flu samples, that about 99.6% of them were resistant to the drug Tamiflu. So to help with flu symptoms that can be eliminated naturally without the need for toxic drugs, is some of the things you want to do is enhance your immune system and to help you avoid the flu entirely. Number one, which is considered the rock star of natural flu treatment, as my wife calls it, vitamin C is a powerful antioxidant. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's an immune-boosting vitamin, and megadoses of this vitamin can enhance your body's response to any kind of oxidative stress. It reduces the inflammation and stimulates the natural antibodies. So I use the 1,000 milligram from Nature Sunshine, the time release vitamin C. That's the full spectrum vitamin C, and I take that at least three times a day. In 1999, in the Journal of Manipulative and Physiological Therapy, researchers found that the megadoses of vitamin C, especially it taken in the first 6 hours when you feel the first symptoms of the flu, and then 1,000 milligrams at least three times a day, cut the severity of the cold and flu symptoms by a stunning 85%. The next one is using essential oils, and some of the strongest essential oil is oregano oils, and its key ingredients are thymol and carvacrol. And they have antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory properties. Now, with oregano oil, you may need to dilute it with a carrier oil because it's really pretty strong. Also, melaleuca oil and frankincense and clove oil and cinnamon oil, all of these could be put in diffusers or in water, and you can actually drink them. Look at it because it'll have for internal use. The next one is olive leaf extract, and you can buy that in capsules, and it's a potent antiviral properties. Olive leaf extract is available by Nature Sunshine, and it can help the body clear the influenza virus fairly rapidly. Next one is ginger root. You can either take it in capsules, dried ginger or fresh ginger, or you can make it into tea, and you can drink ginger tea throughout the day, and it will also reduce all of the symptoms, the nausea and the vomiting. It's often used to alleviate those, especially if people are on chemotherapy. Ginger is used often for nausea and vomiting. So next one is elderberry extract, and we have one called Elderberry Defense. Next one is eucalyptus oil, again as part of the essential oils. The mineral zinc, you can take about 25 to 35 milligrams of zinc, and that's going to help. Echinacea, golden seal, vitamin D And at the first symptom of a cold or a flu, you can take 50,000 units of vitamin D3 and also probiotics, eating things like sauerkraut. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath. Today's show was brought to you by Health Naturally, etc.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.